My Funk and Wagnalls Standard Desk Dictionary says that a parable is a short narrative making a moral or religious point by comparison with natural or homely things. Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki, and I would like to add that the parables of Jesus are stories that are designed to provoke thought, to almost shock a person into deeper thought. Take the parable of the dishonest steward at the beginning of Luke chapter 16. It's the story of a man about to be fired who calls in his employer's various debtors and invites them to write off portions of their debts. Basically, the steward is using his employer's money to win friends for himself after he's fired. And what does Jesus say the employer does? He commends that dishonest employee for acting prudently. Now, Jesus is not encouraging dishonesty. The point he is trying to make is, as he put it himself, the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own kind than are the children of light. What about you? Are you prudent? Do you plan ahead like the dishonest steward? Are you planning not just for your earthly life, but for heavenly life, our ultimate goal? How are your decisions helping or hindering you from attaining that goal? Everything you have, your life, your talents, your health, are really not your own. There is no self-made person, and all we have is really not our own, but, like the master's money in the parable, belongs to God. So don't be dishonest, but use your life and all that you have to serve the one to whom it all belongs, God Himself.
Listen to more of Father James Kubicki's daily reflections by downloading the free Relevant Radio app.